A federal judge has ruled Immigration and Customs Enforcement violated a New Haven man's constitutional rights when he was shackled during immigration court proceedings. Mark Reed is a legal permanent resident but was handed over to immigration officials after serving time for a drug-related charge. Reed says when he went before an immigration judge, his hands were shackled together and there were shackles running to his waist and feet.
It's degrading, and there's no reason why someone should be shackled like that, like they're on the way to a slaughterhouse. This is supposed to be a civil procedure. When I was in criminal court, I wasn't even shackled like that.
The lawsuit was filed by the Worker and Immigration Rights Advocacy Clinic at Yale Law School. Mary Yannick is a law student with the clinic. She says shackles send a negative message to the courtroom and prevent detainees from taking notes during proceedings. Yannick says the federal judge's ruling late last week does not force ICE to stop the practice. It says there should be an assessment to determine if the shackling was necessary in Reed's case.
But we hope, you know, in light of this ruling holding their whole blanket shackling policy to be unconstitutional, that ICE will rethink its current policy and will start to provide detainees individualized determinations and no longer engage in this blanket shackling of immigration detainees.
A spokesman for ICE wouldn't speak on tape, but said in a written statement the agency is, quote, committed to upholding the well-being and dignity of those in our custody, and we continuously evaluate how to best serve the safety of those in our custody and our employees.